Welcome to the City View Church Podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's message.
All right, hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. How you guys all doing? Good. So today at City View, and if you have a kid in City Kids, it's Superhero Sunday. So I didn't know if I should wear my Black Panther costume, so I just wore an Avengers shirt. I didn't know how appropriate it would be to teach in a mask. I don't really have one. That would be really weird if I taught in a full costume. But hey, it is so nice to see you this morning. What a beautiful weekend we're having. You know, it's that time of year where Phoenix is nice. People come and visit, and they're like, man, why don't more people live here? Well, it's because you're here in April, not in May, June, July, August, September, or October, when it's out of control hot. But, you know, it's nice. So I'm excited for Easter. I hope you guys got these. I know you all got them on your seats because our team did that. But we've been encouraging you over the past couple weeks. Who's your one? What one person are you going to invite to church? Because we live in a state, and I don't know how many of you know this, but there's a lot of people who don't know that Jesus loves them. They just don't know it. But you could have the opportunity of sharing it with one person. And I was talking to another pastor. You know, I try to stay involved with as many pastors and churches that I can, and just whether it's encouraging, coaching them, or just being friends. And I was talking to another pastor this week, and I was telling him what we're doing, how, you know, encouraging everybody to invite one person. And I said, can you imagine if every church in Phoenix did that? If every person in Phoenix, if we focused on one person for the year that we know doesn't know Jesus, we're like, you know, I'm going to pray for just one person, and I'm going to pray that they get to know Jesus this year. And that's my one prayer. Imagine if every church, I mean, you've got CCB, they've got like 30,000 people. So them alone, that's 60,000 new believers in Jesus. If just that church. But you've got over 400, you have probably over 1,000 churches in the greater Phoenix area. I'll bet you have closer to 3,000. And if everyone just invited one, you know what that would start? A revival. It would change our state overnight if that many people said yes to Jesus because he loves me. That just, man, that for me, that stirs my heart. That gives me chills. That excites me. You know, we're doing this series called Viral because our heart is we want the gospel to go viral. We talked about how, in the first week, we talked about how Jesus' blood is the antidote. It's what we all need for our sins and our life to be forgiven, how Jesus gave everything for us. In week two, we talked about how we want to be infected by Jesus. We want to be infected by his love. In week three, we talked about how it's so easy to become sort of stagnant, how we can become sort of just Christians that go to church and that's all we do. We just sort of take up a seat and that's it. Today we're talking about, are we contagious? Is our faith contagious? Have you ever been around contagious things? I remember when I was in fourth grade, I came home with chicken pox. Came home, I didn't know what they were. I come home and I don't know, the next morning you wake up and you have some things on you or whatever, and all of a sudden you're told you have chicken pox. And as a boy, I'm like, all right, well, I get to stay home from school. Stayed home from school, you know, and I'm fine. I get better. And then I have five brothers and sisters. One of them wasn't born yet. So was I in fourth grade, fifth grade? I don't remember. I was in a grade in elementary school. And then all of a sudden, my four other brothers and sisters got it after I got better. You know why? Because it's contagious. You know what else is contagious? Yawning. Have you ever been around somebody who yawns? And then how many of you yawn after somebody else yawns? I want you to watch a video right now about how contagious yawning is. Check out the screen.
Yawning. Some say it's contagious. Some people say it's not. Today, we find out.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Nice to meet you, Francis. Wait, what's your name?
For your time.
Oh, dude, I'm excited.
They're like my favorite food.
Oh, let's go get the food.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, where they at?
I wonder if she's getting them from multiple places or if it's all from one place.
I'm like, I haven't done stand-up enough to be really good at it.
You need some coffee or some Red Bull.
I need,
Gotta reserve that energy.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where are they?
Okay, they're no burgers.
Guys.
Seriously?
No! That's the video? Did you yawn?
You did.
Oh, I did.
But I didn't yawn, so it's not contagious.
Yawning.
So I had to do a little editing because in that video there was a few inappropriate church words. But my editing skills are pretty amazing. No, they're not, but I really did. I watched so many different yawning videos, and I yawned all day long. It was awful. I'm like, okay, either I am super susceptible to yawning, or I'm really tired. There's a Duke study done, and it was like over 300 and something people were in this study. And of the 300, and I think it was 320 people, 222 of them yawned between 1 and 15 times in a 3-minute time. Studies say the reason why people yawn when somebody else yawns is because they're being empathetic towards that first person. They're feeling for them. They have this emotional connection with them. That's what studies say, which is interesting. There's this contagious thing, yet this almost emotional thing about yawning, and it's crazy how it works. But what's crazy is faith can be the same way. You see, with yawning, you can't tell somebody yawn. You can't argue somebody into yawning. You can't persuade them to yawn. You can't yell at somebody to yawn. But you yawn in front of them, the good chance is they will yawn as well. See, it's the same thing with our faith. More than likely, you're not going to argue somebody to believe. You're not going to yell at somebody to believe. You're not going to tell somebody to believe. But how will they change their heart and follow Jesus? When they see you and your life change. And all of a sudden, when they start seeing you and your life change, and they see how much Jesus loves you and how much you love them because of Jesus' love, you know what? All of a sudden it becomes contagious. You see, loving others is contagious. Let it spread through your faith, because that's how it spread, through our faith. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for today. God, I thank you for what you desire to do in and through us. Lord, I pray that we would have a contagious faith. Lord, that we would have a faith that others see it, that they want it, that they crave it, and Lord, that we share it. God, I ask, Lord, that today, Lord, that you would open our eyes and open our hearts, Lord, to what you want to do in and through us. Lord, I thank you, God, that you love us with a never-ending, never-stopping kind of love. Lord, I ask that you'd meet us here today. Lord, I ask that you'd meet people at churches all over the valley, as I know that so many of my pastor friends are. Lord, we're talking about what you've done. The day you walked in to give up everything. And Jesus, I pray, God, for my friends over at Desert City and, Lord, at Cross Church and Valley Life, God. And Lord, I ask, God, that you would just bless your people. Bless us at City View in Jesus' name. Amen. So when we, a few weeks back, we looked at Acts chapter 4. When you look at Acts, you see this contagious faith, this contagious movement of what God is doing and how quickly it spread. If you would turn with me to Acts chapter 4, we're going to continue a story that we started 3 weeks ago. In Acts chapter 4, actually, it goes back to Acts chapter 3, but you turn to Acts 4 verse 15. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John, two of Jesus' followers, they walk into the city of Jerusalem, and there at the gate, at this wall, at this entrance, was this crippled man who had been crippled for 40 years, unable to walk. And they walk into this gate, and this man sees him, and he's got his hands out, and he's wanting a handout. And Peter says, "Silver and gold I do not have." He goes, "I don't got any money, man." I totally understand that. I'm like, somebody were asking me to cash right now, I'm like, "Do you take debit?" because I don't have cash. And so he goes, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus, he doesn't say in the name of Henry. He doesn't say in the name of any other name. He doesn't say, because I'm Peter, one of Jesus' followers, or because John and I are hanging out together and the two of us have superpowers. No, he says, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, stand up. Because it's in that name, and in that name only, there's power, there's healing power in that name. And in that moment, this crippled man, and you got a crowd standing there, okay? You got a crowd. People are following Peter and John. They know who these guys are. They also know it's that time of day, it's that prayer time of day where people, sort of like church time. And so you got this crowd coming, and all of a sudden Peter and John stop, and they see this guy holding out his hand, and everybody's probably looking going, what's going to happen right now? This guy's going like this. Peter and John go, I don't have money. But what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus, you're healed. And in that moment, this guy who has no muscles on his legs, he's never used them. His knees don't work. His ankles don't work. His feet don't work. His hips don't work. He's crippled. Stands. In a moment, these people would have watched muscle form, ankles start working, legs start moving, and in a matter of a moment, he's healed. Now you've got a whole other crowd of people. You've got these super religious people who do not like anything good. Have you ever met those people who seem like they're always Debbie Downers? Like no matter what, good things are going on in your life, and they always come in with the negative. It's just like no matter what's going on, it could be great things, you just got a promotion, and they're like, well, you could lose your job at any moment. You're like, you ever have those people? And you're just like, you're a jerk. You're not fun. You're a fuddy-duddy, and you need to go home. Go back to bed. Whatever you need to do, just don't talk to me. You ever have those people in your life? That were these religious, that's who the religious people were in these days. You had these religious people, and they were just always negative. Somebody could come to know Jesus. You have this life change, and they're like, well, they're not that good. You're like, what? And why are you so nasty? And then, so these priests and these Pharisees, they get mad, and what do? They grab Peter and John, they throw them in jail. They throw them in jail because they think they can stop Jesus. But what they didn't realize is you can't stop the unstoppable force of Jesus. You can't. And so they throw him in, and we're going to pick up the story then in verse 15. It says, but when they had commanded them to leave the council, they conferred with one another, and this is the priests and Pharisees. They confer, they're talking, they're having this little meeting. Verse 16, it says, saying, what shall we do with these men? For that a notable sign has been performed through them is evident. And they go, okay, we all saw what they did. They all saw it. And earlier it says he's standing with us. So we all saw this, and it says for that notable sign had been performed through them is evident to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and we can't deny it. They go, okay, we can't deny that guy just totally got healed. We all know, you know, Cripple Sam at the gate. He asks us for money every day, and he never wants my lunch. Have you ever? Yeah, never mind. But you know, he's always wants money, and so they're like, we can't deny it. Here's their solution, verse 17, though. They go, but in order that it may not spread. Ooh, that's what they're scared of. That the gospel, that the story, that the love of Jesus might spread. That in order it might not spread further among the people, let us warn